What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Bienvenidos, mi gente. Gloria Estefan here. You are listening to Red Table Talk, the Estefans podcast. All your favorite episodes from our Facebook Watch show in audio.
When I think of women I admire, this fierce, fearless trailblazer is high on my list.
115 justices have served on the Supreme Court. Only 5 of them have been women.
Justice Sonia Sotomayor was chosen by President Obama and made history as the first Hispanic person to be appointed to the Supreme Court after 220 years.
At that moment, my heart started to thump.
Born in the South Bronx, she was raised in a housing project not far from Yankee Stadium.
Now she is one of 9 justices who decide where the law stands on the biggest issues of our time. The Supreme Court is in the news more than ever, but we don't often hear from the justices themselves. They rarely grant interviews.
The greatest secret to the success of my life is asking for help.
This is a special Red Table Talk event.
I've had the honor of getting to know her over the years, and I'm so excited to bring her brilliance to the table. She is filled with priceless wisdom and life lessons you won't want to miss. Justice, welcome to the Red Table.
Welcome,
so happy.
Justice. Oh, yay. It is so wonderful, if only to see you virtually.
Absolutely.
So, Justice, where were you when you got the nomination? How did you find out?
I didn't actually believe that President Obama was going to pick me. Everyone else that was on his short list had been interviewed. And I wasn't being interviewed. I thought, gee, maybe I'm just there for show. And all of a sudden, my cell phone rings. And I pick it up, and the woman on the other side says, "This is the White House switchboard. Please hold for the president."
Oh.
At that moment, my heart started to thump. And within seconds, the president of the United States gets on and says, I have decided that I would like you to be my nominee to the United States Supreme Court. I did something I hardly, if ever, do. I'm a tough Bronx kid. I don't cry. And I said to him, Mr. President, I'm crying. And he said, Judge, you don't have to cry. I'm putting together the best team to get you through this confirmation process.
Those confirmation hearings have got to be pretty rough, I imagine.
They are horrible, Gloria. During the process, there were critics of my selection, people who were saying that I wasn't smart enough, that I would never make meaningful contributions to the court. And those criticisms stung. They hurt deeply. And at one point, I actually thought of pulling out and writing a note to the president and saying, I don't want any more of this. And the one person I confided in said to me, Sonia, get over yourself. This is not about you. This is about my daughter. She needs to see a Latina as a Supreme Court justice. You can't give up. And that kind of shook me. It made me realize that, yes, it wasn't about me.
We talk about tough and being a powerful woman. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been insecure? And how do you deal with that?
I don't know that you can come from any challenged background, have any hardship in your life without feeling insecurity. Because hardship does teach you that there are so many variables in life that are outside your control. The greatest obstacle to success is fear.
Yes. Woo-hoo-hoo. Yes.
When you are afraid and don't do things, that is what can hold you back.
Exactly.
If you don't try, you'll never know. If you try and succeed, you have the great opportunity to enjoy something.
Absolutely. When I read your book, by the way, you could have been a novelist.
Yes.
I was crying.
I'm a better judge, I think.
In the second chapter of your book, I broke down crying because I was telling Lily and Emily that you and I kind of share that same time period in the United States growing up, coming from Hispanic households. But you went through particular challenges. And, you know, a lot of people don't know that the Supreme Court is a branch of government. They don't know who's on the Supreme Court sometimes. Is it about justice or is it about the law?
I think that there is a common misperception. Most people think about the law as justice. And the two words in, I think, most people's minds are combined. But the law is not picking sides and not choosing who to help or not help. That misperception is what makes so many people suspicious about the law and suspicious about its value, because I think most people think of justice as fairness. But we don't play Solomon. We don't divide babies. We decide issues according to what the law is. And that's a very different process.
It must be hard for you.
The hardest part of my job. You know, when I have to say something that's contrary to what my feelings are and what I think might be just under that fairness standard, that's the toughest, toughest thing. So how do I live with it?
Exactly.
I live with it because I have an abiding faith in the system. I believe in our system of government and our system of law. And I believe that each of us plays a role in that. And so it's that fundamental belief in the system that lets me continue in it.
Do you hang out with the other justices?
We see more of each other than I've ever seen of any other judge friends. When you're on the Supreme Court, you do everything together. There's one rule of our lunch. We don't talk business.
Right.
Yeah.
It's all about each other and our families, what exciting vacation somebody had or what interesting person they met. We don't talk politics. We don't want to get into fights. We are friendly with each other.
Despite their ideological differences, the nine justices have always been a close-knit group. When their longtime friend and colleague, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, lost her battle with cancer, they were devastated. Ginsburg was the second woman ever appointed to the Supreme Court, where she served for 27 years. Justice Sotomayor remembers her friend as an American hero. She spent her life fighting for the equality of all people, and she was a path-breaking champion of women's rights. She served our court and country with consummate dedication, tirelessness, and passion for justice. She has left a legacy few could rival. I will miss Ruth greatly. She often said that leading a meaningful life means living for one's family and one's community, not for oneself.
You had a lot of challenges. You grew up in a tough neighborhood in the Bronx. How was your relationship with your parents when you were young?
My dad was an alcoholic. And so my memories of my dad are not all good ones. There are some very good ones that I treasure, like going to a grocery store and shopping for food, because it was the one really positive memory I had of my father. That was the one time in a week where I saw my father without him having been drunk, essentially.
What did you learn? And what can we tell this generation to be careful with?
When alcohol becomes a necessity, when it is more important than the relationship you're in or the people that you're with, then you are losing your life. You are letting it drain away. I know my father loved me. I know my father adored my brother. And I know the love story that my mother and father had when they met. And that love story got destroyed as my father's drinking went out of control. And the alcohol was stronger than his love for us. And once that is destroyed, you've left your life behind. And you will stop having a life that's worth much.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Justice Sotomayor's father died of a heart attack when she was just 9 years old, leaving his wife to raise her two children as a single mom.
She raised not only a justice, but also a doctor. And you guys came from nothing.
Absolutely. My mom is my life heroine. Everything in life I've learned from her. I've learned to love from her. She taught me the importance of education, my brother and I. She had so much more hardship than I did. And yet, she not only raised us, but she herself, when she was in her early 50s, went back to college and got her nursing degree. It's hard to have that kind of example, and my brother and I not appreciate the importance of education.
And I know that early on, you were a stickler about doing well in school. And you realized that you had some limitations because of where you grew up and because of the fact that you were grew up in a Hispanic household where we know how that is. We speak Spanglish.
My first 4 years in grammar school, I was at best an average student. And that was because I learned Spanish before I learned English at home. I was delayed in fully understanding what teachers were teaching me. One of the first things I did, I went to the smartest girl in the class, Donna Ranella. She's still a friend, by the way. And I went up to Donna and I said, "You get good grades. How do you study?" Donna explained it to me. And after that, I began working at the lessons she gave me and I became a good student. So I think the greatest secret to the success of my life is not being ashamed of asking for help. And it's my hope that if anyone is listening to me today, that they understand how important a characteristic that is. To not only not be ashamed of asking for help, but also to do it.
I know as a little girl, Justice, you had a devastating illness. What was that like?
Yes, I'm a type 1 juvenile diabetic, and I have been since I was 7 years old. That diagnosis was a very difficult one. It was not an easy condition to live with. The treatments were rudimentary. The needles were the glass needles with the metal points. And what would happen is, after many uses, the needle would start wearing down and blunting. My father gave me the shot the first day, and he was so nervous, his arm was shaking. The next morning, my mother was home, and she gave me the needle. I felt like she just reared back and bulleted my arm with the needle.
Oh, my God.
And that hurt. So the next morning, I'm in the kitchen, and I'm listening to them fight about who's going to give me the needle. So I pulled a chair to the stove, because I had to heat the metal needle and sterilize it. And mommy sees what I'm doing and she comes over and she says, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm gonna do this myself."
That's an example right there at 7 years old of Sonia Sotomayor.
Yes.
From the beginning, you were strong-willed, you knew what you wanted, and that you had a very clear purpose.
Were you ashamed of it at all? Did you hide it from anybody?
Oh. Emily, the shame, I hid my disease into my 30s, and my openness developed after a party that I hosted in my home. I had a sugar low. I'm in a room full of my closest and dearest friends, and not one of them knew that something was wrong. Someone came over with a piece of the cake that was being served, and I just opened my hand and grabbed the cake and stuffed it into my mouth. And at that point, she knew something was wrong, because that's not the kind of thing that I would do. And she stopped and she said, "Sonia, what's going on?" I then realized after the party that all of these people who knew me and loved me, and who I know if something had happened to me at that moment and they had not taken care of me, that they would have been devastated. And it was that moment that made me realize that I had to be more open about my condition, that I had to talk to the people I loved about it.
Absolutely.
And had to talk openly about it, because hiding things doesn't help anyone.
When did you first start thinking about what you wanted to do? What was in your mind when you were thinking about your future?
Obviously, I grew up in a housing project in the Bronx, and there were no lawyers or judges that I knew of in my neighborhood.
Right.
And you can't really dream to be something unless you know the something exists. The real source of information about your possibilities is your education. You can learn how to dream big.
And your mother, like mine, felt it was so important that you went to a wonderful parochial school, right, with the nuns, correct?
Correct.
Like you, I was on scholarship. And like you, my grandmother was my hero. Her grandmother was her hero, and her grandmother was her hero. I feel that that's one of the most wonderful things that Hispanic families have to offer our kids, because our extended family is crucial in the upbringing of our kids, and they have so much wisdom and so much to offer.
Grandmothers know a part of you that others just don't see or understand. She was such an influential part of my life. She was our refuge in times of trouble with our parents, saw both our strengths and our weaknesses. And you're right about the Latino extended families. It's such a critical part of giving us a sense of belonging, of giving us a sense of joy about life.
Absolutely. And you got into an Ivy League school, Justice. How did you do it? How did you get into an Ivy League school?
It wasn't till my senior year of high school that a very, very dear friend of mine called me up, and I still remember this conversation. "Sonia, you have to apply to the Ivy League schools." And I said, "Ken, what are those schools?" And he listed a number of them. And my next question was, "Well, I can't afford it." "You'll get a scholarship. Your family's poor enough, Sonia. Just apply." And I said to him, "But why should I bother?" And his answer was, "They're the best schools in the country, Sonia. They will change your life. You must try." I didn't know enough back then to have anybody read my personal essay. I did the best that I could. I'm grateful to this day that I got in.
What advice do you have maybe for somebody who is desperately trying, you know, maybe to get into an Ivy League or something like that, and they just don't get it the first time or the second time?
There are reasons why one may be rejected from one place but accepted in another. Mm-hmm. You can't focus on the no, you have to focus on the yes. Gloria, you often speak about Emilio being nonstop.
Yes.
I know both he and you have that spirit in you.
I'm happy you mentioned Emilio, because him and I are a team, and we've been our own cheerleaders, and there's nothing that spurs us on more than someone telling us no. That is the most motivational word in Emilio's and my vocabulary. When somebody says, "No, you're too American for that, and you're too Latin for the Americans. You'll never cross over. You'll never do this. You can't compete on a worldwide market." But we have each other.
You know, what surprised me about Sotomayor is every time I invite her, any of my release of my book and everything, she's been there for me. Imagine having the, you know, Supreme Court, first Latina woman in the world, and she comes and, you know, support me. You know, something proves that you can be incredibly successful and you still can be simple and honest. And that's what I love about her. Women are a lot smarter than men. I still believe that.
I know that you had a partner, your husband, for 7 years. And I know that you'd been together all through high school. What did you learn from that relationship, from your marriage?
You know, not every marriage succeeds. Mine didn't. But it was an incredibly important part of my life. And we got married right after we finished college. As to be expected in a Latina culture, I was already an old lady, Gloria.
Yes, I know. We know.
But I appreciated from him understanding how the support of one another is so critical in everyone's life. But perhaps I should tell you the lesson that I learned from our breakup. What I found out was that the people that got me through were my girlfriends.
Yes.
Oh, my God, same thing.
We talk about that all the time.
And they rallied around me to be the listening piece for the insecurities that I had, for the moments in which I felt alone. And I think that many people should understand that both moments are precious and important. Those of being with someone and those of being alone as well.
It must be daunting, though, Justice, for someone to date you, like, because first you're a judge.
It's been the rare person who has asked me recently.
They must be afraid of you.
Although I must say, Gloria, I've had some fans write to me, some gentlemen with more age than mine, write to me and propose marriage.
Oh, they're brave. They are brave individuals.
Give it to the theory. I'm sure that you'll receive some of those as well.
Did you answer the letters?
Oh, I answer every letter I receive.
Okay, so what did you answer? The guy that wanted to marry
you? I didn't say. I said how thrilled and touched I was, but that the busyness of my life was such that actually meeting them was going to be very difficult.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, our RTT community was so excited to hear that you were going to sit on the table, and they sent us questions. So this one is from Zoe. Let's see what she's got to ask.
My question for Justice Sotomayor is what was your first day like of being on the Supreme Court?
Oh, my first day on the Supreme Court. I go to my office, and sitting in my office is a legal icon, a justice by the name of Sandra Day O'Connor. And she was sitting there waiting for me. And I was so taken aback that such an important lady, she was the first female justice on the Supreme Court in 1981. And she was alone on the court until Ruth Bader Ginsburg came to the court in the 1990s. The next visitor was John Paul Stevens, who at the time was 88 and a half years old. And he too was an icon of a justice. It was just such a tremendous feeling to be welcomed by two of the longest serving justices on the court. I remember coming out with my colleagues to sit at the bench, and I got chills down my back.
Well, we're all living vicariously through you.
We are your biggest
fans. Absolutely.
You are so sweet.
All right, we have one more question.
I want to know, do you have to dress up under your robes?
I guess you don't have to do anything you don't want to when it comes to what you wear when you have a robe on. But the reality is that when you work on a court like the Supreme Court, you do dress up. It's been the most extraordinary adventure to be a justice of the United States Supreme Court.
2020's been tough on so many different levels. How do you remain optimistic?
Every time I look sad at myself, I look around and see how much I've been able to notice about positive things that I've been able to see and notice about others. All of us in one way or another have had to come to terms with ourselves. And so I stay positive always by trying to look at the positive.
What's your advice for the younger generation to help contribute to this system and understand it more?
Emily, you have no choice. Your vision won't happen simply because you desire it. Your vision only happens with hard work and commitment to doing the right thing. I speak to kids all the time, and I tell them that the most important role in their life is being not a citizen with a capital C, a citizen of a country, but being a citizen with a small c, a citizen of your community. That's the most important role you can play in life.
Justice, you've given us so much wisdom, so I want to thank you. I know that your words are going to be incredibly important for everyone that is watching there today.
Absolutely.
I hope that everybody knows, Gloria, they know your talent and Emilio's, but Emily, you are awesome.
Oh, man.
I heard you play. I heard you play through the song that you created for me. It is amazing.
It was an honor to perform for you in any way. It was really just truly inspired by you and who you are and what you do for me. And I wrote it with the intention to do that to somebody else.
Emily, you touch my heart.
She's never performed it publicly, but she's wanted to debut the song in your honor today, and she's going
I'm so touched, Emily.
And as a thank you.
Every time I play it for my mother, she cries.
News is up, still no one knows what a real hero does. Stop looking up for signals advertised. Tilt her eyes a little lower. Justice breathes when she is gone. Real change is made in dirt, not sky. Time to listen, we've been missing that this is what an American looks like. Her last name doesn't change all the progress. actress that she claims her country. This is what an American looks like. She remains only brave. She is everything your daughter should be. Everything your daughter could be. Waiting on this world to change, tune your brain to rearrange it. Flaws turn into progress every day. Luckily for girls like me, we've had someone proved to be a pillar for the progress that we seek. Time to listen. We've been missing that. This is what an American looks like. Her last name doesn't change all the progress that she claims her country. This is what an American looks like. She remains only brave. She is everything your daughter should be. This is what an American looks like. Her last name doesn't change all the progress that she claims a country. This is what an American looks like. She remains only brave. She is everything your daughter could be. She is everything your daughter should be. Everything your daughter could be.
Thanks for listening. To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/RedTableTalkEstefans. Red Table Talk The Estefans is a production of Westbrook Studios in partnership with iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network. For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.